Hello?
Hello, darling.
Hello, I don't know if you can hear.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
I am here.
Yes.
Hello, hello?
I'm here.
Hello, Dino.
Yes.
I am so excited, you know,
yeah,
coming to talk to you again after
yes,
all this time.
Yeah.
It seems a long time.
Yes.
It is not so long, huh?
No.
But it seemed a long
yeah,
time since I last spoke to you.
Yes, that's right.
But I don't, you know.
No.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear.
Yes, I can.
Sometimes, you know, it is a little more difficult, I think.
Yeah.
But I just don't want you to feel, you know, I am doing everything I can,
yeah,
to talk with you.
Yes.
Well, darling, I am here with the children.
Yes.
But you know, we should not call them children anymore.
No.
They are very grown,
yeah,
you know.
That's right.
They are adult.
Yeah.
Adult.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
What shall we talk about, huh? What
well,
shall we talk about?
I'm just telling you, Mickey, about our book. That it doesn't seem to materialize yet. This lady is, Kay Anderson, is non-committal because she is...
Well, I don't know. I think it is that she cannot do it for the time being.
Yeah.
But that does not mean to say she will not do it.
I see.
But I think in meantime, you know,
mm,
it could go some other person will do it, huh?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But right. I don't think you must lose heart
no,
over it.
No.
Because I am sure it will be done.
Very good.
But if she cannot do it now,
mm,
later maybe.
Yeah.
But I think in the time being, you know, we have to look for someone else, huh?
Yeah,
I don't quite know who, but we yeah, will find someone to do it.
Yes.
Hello, I am shouting at you
yes,
because I think you are getting very deaf.
I talked to Tony yesterday at Psychic News.
I know who you mean.
Yes.
That is the man in the office.
Yes.
Huh? Who is the newspaper man.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And talked to him about what?
About this book and Kay Hunter, because he recommended her. And
well, perhaps he can do something else in some other way, I don't know.
And so I asked him and he said, no, he doesn't know anyone who can undertake the book.
Well, perhaps it may be possible someone else will do it. But you must not lose heart.
No.
Because if it is to be done, and I know it is to be done, it will be done.
Yeah.
If not by one person, it will be done by someone else.
I see.
But you've got everything all ready
yes,
for
yes,
it.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And the other man, you
yes,
have given
yes,
him up, huh?
Yes, that's right.
The other man, he
yes,
will not
right,
do it,
no?
No? I don't know, perhaps it is as well, I don't
yeah,
know. But it is a pity,
yeah,
because you worry about it. I don't want you to
no,
worry.
No, but he kept all the material with him for so many years, and then he gave it up.
Well, perhaps, I don't know.
Mm.
But I am confident, you know, it will be done. Eventually,
but
if
I
not
so,
by him, by someone else.
I hope it will be done while I am here.
You have a different room, an hotel, huh?
Huh?
A different room in the hotel.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Not the one you have last
no,
time.
No, no.
They give you
yes,
a different room this
yes,
time, I
yes,
notice.
Yes.
Is it noisy?
Well, not so noisy.
I thought perhaps it might be rather noisy for
no,
you. Because 1 year when you stay there, it was very bad.
Yeah.
It was very noisy. It
yeah,
was on the street, huh?
Yeah.
But this is all right?
Yes, this is all right.
Well. And this machine, what is that machine?
Hmm?
The machine.
Machine. They're doing a lot of building work, you know.
Huh?
They're doing a lot of building work.
I was looking, you know.
Yeah.
And everything is very different to
yeah,
what I remember. There is a lot of work going on.
Yeah.
And I wondered if the noise would disturb you.
No, because we don't...
How well you look! And here is me hoping you will come and join me soon. And every time you look better each time. I don't know.
I
think you are fighting to stay there.
Well, I don't know. I
don't think you want to come. I don't know. I'm teasing you.
You told me I have not more than 5 years to live.
Well, that is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or did think, but now I look at you each time you look so much better. and I wonder if you will go on longer. Perhaps not, huh?
Longer than Friday?
I don't know, but look at you. You look better each time, huh?
Well,
when I can talk to you like this.
Yeah.
But of course I watch over you, and I try to help you.
Of course.
And I want you to be fit and well.
Yes.
Until the moment comes when you join me, which I've always said will happen when you sleep. It will all be very sudden. It will not be a long illness or nothing like that.
No.
I've always known of this, you know, that it would be quick, which is the best way, huh?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Don't you ever feel me around? Don't you ever see me? Don't you ever know
how very close I am to you? My darling, I feel that.
Oh, I could shake you. Sometimes I feel I want to get hold of you. And I want to shake you.
I feel
because
that...
Because you don't seem to know.
I feel that every day.
You got a cold?
No, no.
What did you sneeze for?
Well, no.
Where's your handkerchief?
This room with a little cold.
Why don't you use your handkerchief?
It's not a...
All right, we won't have you about it.
No.
I am so excited to be able to come and talk with
you.
I don't know, sometimes I say to myself, you know, when the time comes, I will say this, I will say that, but I get so excited, you know.
Yeah.
Everything seems to go out of my head just to talk to you. And when you ask me questions, then I just write it, help, you know.
Mm.
I want to talk to you in the way which you want me to talk. I want you to ask me the question, and I will answer if I can. Huh? What should we talk about? Huh?
Will you tell me if you have ever come across Rustam and money? Because I haven't heard from money for some years now. And one day she has joined Rustam, because Rustam is with you.
Rustam
Sidra.
Yes, I have seen them all over here. Everyone, Mama, everyone, you know, Papa,
yeah.
And your people too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it is very, well, not strange, huh? But I don't always come on my own with the children, of course, with other people sometimes, you know, but everyone say, no, you, meaning me, I have to do all the talking.
Yeah.
Everybody wants me, because they say, you are only really interested in me. And I say, well, you love them too, and they send their love to you, but everyone expects me to do everything.
Well,
you used to expect me to do everything,
well,
huh?
Yes.
You know, I have not changed.
No.
Not really very much.
No.
When you come here, it will be like old times.
Yes.
It will be like as if, well, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, there is no old age here. When you come, you will be young.
Yeah.
And like you were when I first met you. How many years ago is that now? Huh?
Oh.
30?
Yeah.
Is it 30?
Oh, yes.
How many years since we met?
30 years ago.
Must be 30. I would say 30. I don't know, it might be 29, but I think about 30.
But...
What are you going to do with those jewelry?
Pardon?
What are you going to do with the jewelry? Jewelry.
Jewelry. Jewelry. Well, I don't know...
But what are you going to do with all those things? Of mine. When you come here, what is going to happen to those things?
They're not to be sold.
But who will sell them? For whom?
Well...
What about the rings?
Yes.
The rings?
The rings also, yes. Well, I think I will have to see about selling them.
I think, you know, after all said and done, when you come here, someone else will sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you sometimes think seriously?
Yes.
After all, it will be extra for you to spend.
Yes, of course.
Why do you hold on to them so long?
Yes, I will.
I know you say you will, but you don't.
No,
you cannot bring yourself to sell anything belonging to
them. No, I'll try now.
Well, it is for you to decide.
Yes.
But it would help to pay for a trip or something.
Yes. And you can help me.
I will help you. But I sometimes think to myself, when you come here, we are together.
Yes.
The material things that you have
well,
will not benefit you.
No, they mean nothing.
No, but the point is, that they could help you a little financially.
But you know, sometimes they say that when you pass over, you can materialize these things near and dear to you.
Well, you can imagine them.
Okay.
You see, the whole point is that
if
I think very hard, I can recreate mentally, temporarily, the things that I once loved or wanted, you know.
Yes,
over here you can have more or less, you might say, most things that you once had, if you want them, but only while you hold the memory of them.
Mm.
If you hold the memory of something or a person or whatever it is very close to you, then that is real, you know,
while
you hold on to the memory of it.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I am having to shout at you today.
Because
I believe you are getting deaf.
One ear.
And I don't want you to have a hearing aid.
No.
I can never think of you as old.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
As long as you are happy. That is the thing that matters most to me. I know you can never be really happy without me beside you. But I am beside you, but I mean,
you
miss me so much, huh?
You know, I know you are beside me every day.
Not a day passes that I don't come to you.
No. Every day
I come to keep my eye on you.
And sometimes, even when I'm working, I feel your presence.
How is your foot?
Our foot is better.
You had a little trouble with it.
Yes, but when you get old, you see.
It is rheumatic.
No, the nails get thick and ingrown.
Ah, only that is what make me ask you about your foot.
Yes.
Because I saw you trying to do something with your foot, and you had it up, you know, and you were trying to cut.
Yeah. And it's very, very difficult because when the nails get thick, you know, there is no clipper that can cut it.
No, but perhaps you could go to someone who would do it for you.
No, I try not to do everything myself.
Sometimes you have to depend on someone else, you know.
Yeah.
What about the work? You still go in every day?
Yes, I do every half day.
Every half a day?
Half a day.
Huh?
And
that keeps you out of mischief.
Well,
you know. I don't know whether I should say it, but I was very amused what happened recently.
Well,
you know why I say it?
No.
Well, someone else that I see, a woman, I don't know who she is, but you talk with her.
Well, I talk with several women.
No, but this is a new person that only recently has some, you know, that you have come into contact with.
Yes.
She seems a very nice person. She likes you very much.
That's it.
Don't you think so?
Well, they don't show it.
Pardon?
They don't show it.
No. But I was very amused.
Yeah. Well, does the name begin with I?
You know? I was very amused at something that happened recently, and you were talking, you know, and she has altered her appearance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She has something down to herself. She looked different.
Aha.
You know who I mean?
Yes, I know. I know that person.
Yes, she likes you very much.
Mm.
But of course, you only love me.
Yes.
Huh?
And I helped her with a trouble she had with her face.
I know, but she knows she was very unhappy because she had trouble with her face and she had the chin. She looked better now and her hair is different too.
Mm.
And you was able to help her and she's very grateful to you.
Yes.
And she does not understand perhaps everything, but you know, I think she is very fond of you in her own way.
I see.
But she is, how old is she? 60?
She's about 40.
Oh, she was older, no?
And there's also another woman I try to help with spiritual
healing. And Inga.
Inga?
Inga? English.
Yeah, but she's a new person.
Ah, she's new, huh? Mm. But I just say these things to let you know that I am interested in, not that it matters in a way, but that what is happening and the people you meet and everything. And I like to keep in touch, you know?
Yeah. And you know, this lady you're talking about, I introduced Mr. Ted Fricker.
Ah, that is the woman who had the red pimple face.
Yes, yes.
And
she was healed completely.
That is so.
And
became
a new person.
Yes, that is so. And she had been to the doctors.
And she had been to doctors and...
And they could not seem to do very much for her.
Anything
of her. But you know what was the trouble with her?
No.
I'm told, I don't know.
No.
I'm not a doctor, but they tell me she had poisoning of the bloodstream.
Poisoning?
In the bloodstream.
Yeah.
And that was partly the cause of it.
I see.
But anyway, she's much better. She's very grateful to you.
Yes.
And I think she... Well, she amuses me a little. She's got a good sense of humor.
Mm.
But perhaps you don't know her that well, huh?
No.
Well, well, what should we talk about now, huh?
Well, we only meet after 6 months, so you have plenty to think about.
What did you say?
Peter and Sibylla.
Oh, they are very well. I'm very happy. And of course, we're busy. They have their interests, you know.
Mm.
But my main interest is you.
Yes.
I don't think I should really settle until you join me.
No.
I'm very happy. I have my interests too, and the children.
Mm.
I keep on referring to them as children. They get a little, not cross with me, but they are not children, you see.
No.
We must not think, perhaps we should not think of them only as children, but they are very much around, you know. They come see you like I come and see you.
Yes.
But sometimes you listen to a tape.
Yeah.
What you call a tape.
Yeah.
Huh? And we are very close then.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a time when we thought it might be possible that you might see us.
Yeah.
I wish you could see.
Yeah, that's what I pray for, but...
And yet, you know, often you are here in your sleep.
Mm.
I often wonder why it is you don't remember. I think occasionally perhaps you do, huh?
Well, I remember it, but I can't sort of...
You cannot put it into what you said, perspective.
Yes, that's right.
But it will perhaps come.
Yeah.
You're coming to talk to me again soon?
Oh, I shall come to you on Friday, darling.
Ah, that will be nice.
The day before your birthday.
Is that possible? The day before my birthday?
Yes.
That does not seem possible. That I don't know. Time is...
That's the 18th.
The 18th.
Mm.
But...
I never forget it.
The 18th.
Yeah.
But you coming on the 17th? You see?
No. I come on the 18th.
Ah. I don't know. Dates mean little to me now.
19th is your birthday.
That is what I was thinking.
Yes, and that is the
18th.
That is the Saturday.
And you said my birthday.
Yes.
When are you going home?
On Sunday.
Oh. And what will you do on my birthday?
I'll be going to the park.
Into the park.
Where we often went and had a date together. It's the Regent's Park, you know, the Rose Garden.
Ah, but the roses will not be out, will they?
Well, I
there will be some.
Yes, there will be some.
They were happy times,
yes.
And I remember them. Oh, yes. You know, I think back to all those happy moments.
Yes.
But what I'm so happy about is now that you know I am not dead. Far from being dead, I'm more alive than you.
Yes.
Although your mother was for your age.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I think to myself how much longer, and you seem to get so much better. Of course, a few years ago you were not so well.
No.
But you have made great progress, huh?
Yes, I have. And partly because of Spirit's help,
I hope so, I think so.
I have.
Because the love that comes to you from here, myself and the children, here I go again, the children.
Mm.
But we are so very happy to be around you.
Yes.
And we do everything we can for you. And I shall come and talk to you again on Friday.
Huh? Okay, my darling.
And a big kiss for you.
Thank you.
And my love. And I hope you hear better, because I think you're getting a little deaf, you know.
Yes.
But I love you, and everyone send that love.
I'll be seeing Mr. Fricker on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell him about my hearing.
Good.
If he can help me.
You ask him to give you a little help in that direction.
Yes.
Because I think in one ear you are getting a little on the deaf side. Because I suppose you could have, what is it, treatment, huh?
Yeah, absent hearing.
I have to go.
Okay.
My love and a big kiss for you. I talk to you again soon.
Yes.
Good, not goodbye. I won't say goodbye. Au revoir.
Give my love to
Sibylle. I will. Oh, she's very...